For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Houghton this weekend, take on Michigan Tech for Winter Carnival. I'm joined by Vinny Corcoran. Just got back into the Beaver decor lineup this past weekend. When you're out for a month-ish, 6 weeks or so, what's the hardest part about getting back into the swing of things? Maybe after that first shift, because the first shift, I would guess there's a whole bunch of adrenaline and emotion.
I'd have to say definitely just the conditioning, you know, just trying to get the legs under you the whole game, and then coming back even Saturday night after Friday, after you're pretty fatigued and the body's worn down, I think that's the toughest part.
It was an upper body injury, but the legs still don't get as much work. What were you able to do to keep yourself in as best a shape as you could?
I mean, I tried to do all the workouts that we had scheduled from our trainer. Tried to do more conditioning on top of all the other workouts that I was doing because I wasn't able to skate with the team. So, just as much conditioning as possible and then just the team workouts as well.
Is there any more hopeless of a feeling of I'm injured, I can't be with my teammates in practice, I can't play, and, oh, by the way, they're in a little bit of a funk and can't score goals and having a hard time winning games? Is there anything more hopeless than all that?
No, it's pretty tough having to watch from the stands when you want to help your team. So, no, it's not a fun feeling, for sure.
Are you guys that far off from being able to go on a run like you, not necessarily like you did last week or last year, but able to go on a run?
Yeah, I believe everyone in that locker room believes that we have what it takes. It's just a matter of a couple bounces here and there each game, and you know, if we keep coming into the weekends with the same mentality that we can come out with two wins each weekend, then I think we can do it.
St. Thomas, a few weeks back, you were out. Will Magnuson was out. Got to insert more freshmen into key roles. How have you seen them grow from October until now?
Yeah, I think they've really stepped up for us this year, honestly, especially with the amount of veterans that we've had in the lineup. They've came into the lineup and have been able to, you know, play Beaver hockey, and that's can't really ask much more from freshmen.
It's not that you guys played poorly last week at all. Just don't get rewarded. The sport can be that way. You've played long enough. I'm sure that's easier to accept now, but losing when you're not playing bad, it still stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Friday we definitely did not have our greatest game, but I think Saturday we responded pretty well, but we also just didn't get the bounces, and you know, that's hockey, I guess. That's all sports, so we just can't get down on ourselves and got to stay up and just remember what the goal is ahead.
You guys at Michigan Tech have had some doozy games over the last handful of years. I'm expecting nothing different. What's it like playing in that atmosphere? Oh, yeah, it's going to be Winter Carnival and really be jacked up this weekend, too.
I actually played my first game there my freshman year, so I don't know. There's nothing really like it in the CCHA. It's pretty crazy. They got great crowd, great student section, great band, so it'll be fun.
The visiting team can feed off all that energy, too, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You know, it's pretty easy to get up for big games like that when you're playing in arenas that are packed and sold out. So, yeah.
You guys are fighting for playoff seating right now. Does every game, it's cliche, but does it feel like playoff time?
Yeah, for sure. Every game does matter at this point, especially where we are in the standings. So that's how we feel going into every single game that we got left.
Best of luck.
Thank you.